You're listening to SBS News.
A dozen new COVID-19 cases were recorded in Victoria today and two more deaths. These numbers are expected to secure a further easing of coronavirus restrictions for Melbourne this weekend. Premier Daniel Andrews is warning this Sunday won't mean massive steps or big changes in the rules. He says the timing of October's restrictions is being regularly reviewed.
We are ahead of schedule. Just how much we're ahead of schedule and indeed how meaningful that is. It's almost, I've at least tried to make this point a few times. You might be ahead of schedule, but does it hold? That's the key point. Does the trend continue?
But the positive trend is being overshadowed by union criticism of Victoria's Health Minister, Jenny Markakos. Ms Markakos faced the hotel quarantine inquiry today as the Health Workers Union calls for her dismissal via a letter to the Premier, Dan Andrews. But the Nursing and Midwifery Federation isn't supporting calls for her resignation, and Daniel Andrews is also standing by his ministers ahead of his appearance at the hotel quarantine inquiry.
What I would say, though, clearly mistakes have been made in this program. There's no denying that. That's why the inquiry's been set up. And I think we should allow the inquiry to do its work rather than presupposing where they will or won't get to.
The inquiry has highlighted differences between Jobs Minister Martin Pakula and Jenny Markakos' statements.
Look, obviously everyone is working off their own recollections of events from many months ago. I know that he was a supporter of this program, which I'm grateful for that.
She's told the inquiry she doesn't know who decided to get private security guards involved in the program.
I would have had no reason to turn my mind to issues around security guards until we had that first case and the first outbreak at the Riches Hotel.
Most of Victoria's second wave of infections has been linked to that hotel outbreak and one at the Stamford Plaza, after which Ms Markakos wanted the replacement of the security workforce. The inquiry has heard from public servants, police, government ministers and health experts, but it's still unclear who decided to hire private security guards. Meantime, Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Rick Nugent explained his force is preparing for an easing of coronavirus safety rules.
When you come out of restrictions and you get more movement, you will end up with more crime. You will end up with more people out, more victims out, more offenders out, property, vehicles and so on. So what we are doing is doing all we can now in preparation that we limit that return back to whatever might be normal.
In Queensland, life is starting to resemble a time before the coronavirus pandemic, with people in Brisbane able to visit aged care homes and hold gatherings from tomorrow. But Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk remains concerned about ADF personnel withdrawing from state border patrols despite no new COVID-19 cases.
In a time of a global pandemic, it would have been wonderful to see even more cooperation with the federal government. I have written personally to the Prime Minister to ask if he could reconsider. I believe that the cooperation that has been shown at the border between our police and ADF has been first class.
Also interstate, the New South Wales government is easing some safety rules, with 20 people in wedding parties allowed on the dance floor. In Term 4, Year 6 formals and graduations will be allowed, as well as school sport without parents on site. Music groups and school choirs can also resume, and more than one parent will be able to attend community sporting activities if physical distance is maintained with others. New South Wales has had one person diagnosed with COVID-19 in hotel quarantine and a locally acquired case identified. Chief Medical Officer Kerry Chant says the source of that infection is being investigated.
I think it is a lesson that we need to remain vigilant. Whilst we've had those pleasing case numbers and those no cases of transmission reported recently, we do need to remain vigilant.
And ahead of a reduction in the coronavirus support payment JobSeeker, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is reminding Australians about the federal government's temporary response to the pandemic.
COVID-19 has given rise to a global health and economic shock that dwarfs previous crises. Our actions to date have served to cushion the blow from the immediate impacts of this shock and position the economy to begin its long road to recovery. we've been able to respond quickly and decisively.
The federal budget will be released next month, and you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.